This is 416 Basketball, and this is a podcast.
It's over. The Raptors suck. They gotta blow it up and they're done.
This is what I'm hearing on social media right about now. The Raptors are struggling. They've been struggling, you know, for almost 2 months now. That's legitimate. There's a legitimate reason to be concerned. Sure. Going into the season, if I were to tell you the Raptors by mid-season would have a better record than both Boston and Philly, would you be satisfied with that? Now, I think most people would say yes, because I think a lot of people assumed the Boston Celtics were the Raptors' biggest competitor in the Eastern Conference, and they're still a competitor, but the Bucks are better. They have been a legit competitor with the Raptors, and I believe they're now 3-1 against us in the regular season. But the regular season is just that. It's the regular season. The Raptors still have a good record. We are 37-16. So we're not on pace for the 59 wins we had last year. But it's fine. Whatever. Like, if we finish second, we finish third, we finish fourth in the East, I'm not too concerned with that, because we have seen in previous seasons where we've had a great regular season, and you look over the last five seasons, the Raptors have the best combined regular season record in the East, and it's done nothing for us in the playoffs, and it's just something where it doesn't matter anymore. Like, we saw the Cavs last season be horrendous in the regular season. They looked like a G League team for a month. I think we beat them by like 34 points in a game. I think the Magic beat up on them in a game. Other teams were beating up on the Cavs, and the Cavs still got to the finals. Now, you can say they have LeBron James. They had LeBron James, and he carried them to the finals. And you can say the Raptors don't currently have a player like LeBron James, I guess, but we have a player that's as pretty well as close as you can get. We have Kawhi Leonard, who is a two-way superstar, and at his best could be the second best player in the league. So thinking that, you know, Kawhi Leonard can't put the team on his back and carry them in the playoffs, I especially through the East, I feel like he could. And I think that, and people, even if you see that discrepancy between Kawhi and LeBron, the Raptors have a much better surrounding cast than the Cavs did last year. So are we getting zero out of the rest of the team? I don't think so. But yeah, like, I'm just constantly seeing overreactions, and I guess after you lose to the Bucks and the salt just builds up, you panic. I think that's what's happened. The Raptors aren't shooting as well from three this season as they did last year, which is surprising because we added two good three-point shooters in Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard, and they are shooting well from three this season, but for whatever reason, the team is not shooting well from three. Like, literally everyone, I think, except maybe Norman Powell, is shooting worse from three this season for us. You can attribute that to a few things, but before we really get into how we really fix that and what's going on, I want to talk about the panic a little bit, because I'm seeing alarming things. I'm seeing things where people are calling for the Raptors to trade Kawhi Leonard and trade for a package that isn't good. And that is insane to me, because I get that you're not sold on this team because of the struggles, but that's not a reason to just blow it up and give up and panic trade. That's what Brian Colangelo would do. It really is. Like, the short-sighted thinking. I've seen a trade suggested as the Raptors should trade Kawhi Leonard, for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Tobias Harris, and 2 first-round picks because it seems like Kawhi Leonard's going to the Clippers anyways. I don't know where Kawhi Leonard's going. I've always thought that he's probably not going to re-sign, but even if that's the case, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is, you know, is going to probably be a good player. He's a Canadian, but that's a horrible package. Like, that's, you look at that, that's pretty much what the Knicks just traded Porzingis for. You know, they got Dennis Smith, who could be a good young player, and then they just got a 2 picks and garbage. So, like, Tobias Harris, he's not garbage, but he's an expiring contract. Even if he wanted to re-sign here with the Raptors, like, why would we pay him a ton of money? Like, somebody's going to throw money at him because he's been really good, and he's kind of in that fringe all-star where, yeah, he's not an all-star because he's in the West. If he was in the East, he'd probably be an all-star, but he's not the guy you max out. That's crazy. So, like, I don't look at him as getting value back. And then those two first-round picks, they would be garbage. So, yeah, like, you don't sell for 10 cents on the dollar an elite two-way player like Kawhi Leonard. That's something you don't do. The Raptors went into this season to contend. Now, we can talk about what the word contend means, because if you think the word contend means have a shot against the Warriors, then I can see why you'd be concerned, because I don't think at any point with what we have were we going to beat the Warriors in the finals, even though I think some people have forgot. Yes, we swept them in the regular season. Again, proving why you can't read into this regular season. Like, our struggles recently, you can be concerned. And then you can be happy that we swept the Warriors earlier. But you can't overvalue what those things mean. You can't just extrapolate that to the playoffs. Oh, because we're struggling now, we're going to struggle in the playoffs. Oh, because we beat the Warriors however many weeks ago, we're going to beat them in the playoffs. That's not how it works. I think the concerns about this team are real, that we need to improve our three-point shooting. I think the Raptors can go out and trade for a three-point shooter. I would want an elite three-point shooter, or I'd want a good three-point shooter that also plays defense. I wouldn't want, like, the Wayne Ellington type that, who, you know, has shot well from three in the past, doesn't do much else, and he's not really shooting well this season. He's not in the rotation this season for the Heat. I don't see how, like, is he going to be marginally better than CJ Miles? Is that what you trade for? I don't think so. So, the guys I would target are, I mentioned in the last podcast, some overpaid guys that, you know, teams want to get off of. But that's not the whole story. Like, we need to find a way to improve three-point shooting. Bringing one in, yeah, that could help. But I think there's a lot of things going on. Like, the bench has been terrible this year. You can talk about injuries. That has been a thing. But I think it's been beyond the injuries. I don't think we can just continue to say, oh, yeah, injuries, that's why the bench isn't producing. We don't have Jonas Valanciunas currently, that's why the bench isn't producing. Prior to this season, Jonas Valanciunas was not a bench player. So this idea that we desperately need him for the bench to produce, it's, yeah, we need a starter to help the bench. There's something bad going on there. And, like, Fred has not been great this season off the bench. Delon Wright hasn't been great. OG, I kind of give him a pass for the things he's been going through. And he's been away from the team for good reason. You know, he's going through some personal things. So I don't put any of that on him. But getting, like, hardly anything from CJ Miles, he's just been horrendous shooting most of the season. I think really it comes down to coaching. I think the one thing that Nick Nurse has done really well is figured out how to unleash Pascal Siakam. I thought Siakam played well last season, but the trust level for Siakam to really go off this season had to come from the coach. It had to come from Nick Nurse trusting him to put him in the starting lineup from day one. And I'm not going to say everything Nick Nurse has done is wrong, because with Pascal Siakam, starting him, giving him more touches, really letting him be a factor in this offense, I think has been great. Now, I think early in the season, everyone was giving Nurse credit for shifting Serge Ibaka to center. It was the obvious move at the time. I guess it's still the obvious move, but I don't really want to, I guess, credit Nurse for that. It just, with the pieces we had, it's kind of like, yeah, now it makes sense. Like, last year we had Jakob Poeltl, and, you know, Siakam wasn't trusted to this level yet, so it's like, who else did we have at power forward? And we remember last season, OG was starting at small forward. He wasn't getting as many minutes at power forward as he is this season, where we're playing him a lot more. So I think just the construction of the team is different. I think that's why Ibaka really started at center, even if he is a better fit there. So I don't want to give Nick Nurse credit for that. I think defensively, it's definitely been better playing Ibaka there because he's lost mobility. But Ibaka is not hitting threes this season, and that is hurting us. I think he doesn't really fit with what this team does anymore. Like, as I mentioned, Ibaka can be good defensively, but he's kind of good defensively when he wants to be. He's not always producing defensively. And then offensively, yeah, he's this great mid-range shooter, great scorer inside. But do we really need that? Do we need mid-range shooting and scoring inside? It's like what we criticized DeMar DeRozan for all these years, always a mid-range shooter. It's an inefficient shot. And now we have Serge Ibaka doing it. Like, oh, great season from him. He's playing fantastic. And there's no criticism. Like, I thought the Raptors, they wanted to play this analytical basketball where we don't take mid-range shots anymore, where we take threes and attack the basket. And Serge Ibaka, I guess, can still attack the basket, but a lot of his shots are coming from that mid-range, and I don't want to fault Serge Ibaka for it because he's making a lot of them, but I think it doesn't help ball movement, because Serge Ibaka is not a good passer. So when the ball gets into him into that mid-range, he pretty well has to shoot or drive, that the ball's not really going anywhere else. And I think one of the issues now has started to be ball movement. Like, early in the season, I really thought the ball movement was good. Kyle Lowry was averaging, I think, in the first month, I'm not sure if he's averaging like 11 assists per game, but like he was like close, even after, he was close to double digit assists per game for a while. This last month, he has something like 7.8 assists per game. So that's definitely dipped. And I think that's because the ball just isn't moving as much. Now, people aren't happy with Kyle Lowry because he's not hitting shots. And that's a definite concern. You want Kyle Lowry to hit threes. And he's a reason why our three-point shooting is kind of gone in the toilet. But Kyle Lowry, if he's not hitting shots, he can still help you. Like, if CJ Miles isn't hitting threes, he can't really help you, aside from that, like, one game where he had, like, four or five steals or something crazy. But Kyle Lowry can help you with his playmaking. He can help you with his defense. Those are things that he still does. So I get that people are frustrated that he's not hitting shots and not taking shots and not scoring the ball a lot. But at the same time, it's like, what is the alternative? Is the alternative Fred VanVleet or DeLon Wright? Now, Fred has been very good in the starting lineup for whatever reason and not been as good off the bench. But I don't think you can make that swap and see not a dramatic drop, because Kyle Lowry is still much better than Fred VanVleet and DeLon Wright. You can't do that. Now, I think people have brought up that we haven't seen as much Kyle Lowry with bench unit, and I think that's would probably help our bench if he was playing more with them. So I think that goes back to coaching, where a lot of times these lineups don't make sense, and it causes the Raptors really not to play for 48 minutes, because you see like a quarter where we put up like 12 or 14 points in a quarter and had to play our hearts out the other three quarters and just to win, because you typically can't play for 36 minutes and win a basketball game. But since the Raptors have the talent, they can, you know, pull it off the odd time. And I think beyond lineups, I think another thing is motivation, keeping guys focused for those 48 minutes, because sometimes it's the starters that are taking, you know, half a quarter off and not producing. And I don't know if Nick Nurse is a tough coach or not, but I don't believe he is. I think he's more of that this player's coach, kind of what Dwayne Casey was, where he just kind of lets his guys play and do their thing. And I think sometimes that's not going to work, that you just need a tough guy to really just get on guys and yell at them and get the best out of them. And I don't really think Nick Nurse has done that this season. And Masai Ujiri's not going to fire Nick Nurse, even if it's the right thing to do now, because I think, you know, trading for like a good role player that can shoot and defend a bit, that's one piece of the puzzle. But another thing is just figuring out rotations, figuring out how to motivate this team, figuring out how to get this team through the rest of the regular season, get them hot in March and April so they can be prepared for these playoffs. Looking back on it now, like going into the season, I wanted to be neutral on Nick Nurse, and I was. He's not the guy I would have hired, but I didn't know a lot about him. I knew he was getting credit for revolutionizing the offense last year, and I knew he was a first-time head coach, and I knew this team probably needed a veteran head coach, because like we get into the playoffs, is Nick Nurse going to outcoach anybody? Because when we come down to it, let's say we come down to a series with Boston or Milwaukee, is Nick Nurse going to outcoach Brad Stevens? Is he going to outcoach Mike Budenholzer? I don't see it. So if he's not going to outcoach them, the Raptors have to out-talent those teams. And that means, like, Kawhi Leonard taking over. That means Kyle Lowry playing really well. Those things can happen. But the thing is, like, right now, we're not all sold it's going to happen just because the team is struggling. So looking at solutions, like, if we're not going to fire Nick Nurse, we're going to keep him. And aside from making a trade, I think the next logical thing is to change the starting lineup so we can get more juice off the bench, so we can turn that bench into a plus instead of this negative that we have to claw, that the starters have to claw themselves out of every game. So there's plenty things we could do to really change the starting lineup. Like, we could bring Danny Green off the bench. We could bring Pascal Siakam off the bench. I think one of those two things is probably the thing to do. You could go either way, because last year we know Siakam can help juice that second unit. He's just speed and transition. I think he really helps them get going, and I think he works well with Fred. So I could see that. I could also, as I mentioned, see Danny Green come off the bench and really add shooting to that bench unit. Because, you know, sometimes that bench unit can't score. And having shooting, having spacing, that would definitely help. So in the scenario where Danny comes off the bench, it's who do we start? And the guy I would start here is CJ Miles. Now, he has not been good this season. He's been pretty terrible. But I think we need to find a way to have him provide something. He's going to be on this team next year. He's going to opt into that $8.7 million. There's nothing we can do about that. So we got to figure out a way to turn him into an asset for us. And I think the way to do it is probably put him in the starting lineup. Put him around good players. And if you put him around good players, the defense is going to care less about him and it's going to open up better shots for him. And especially playing with Kyle Lowry, more ball movement typically leads to more open threes. That would benefit CJ Miles. That's one thing. It may or may not work. CJ Miles might just be bad. Who knows? But that's one thing that could be tried. Another thing that could be tried, as I mentioned, is bringing Pascal Siakam off the bench. I hate to do it because he's having a great season, but he was just so vital to that bench unit last year that you think maybe he could help it get going. And a guy last year who was very productive in the starting unit as a rookie was OG Anunoby. And he hasn't been as good off the bench this season. And you think that maybe him being in that starting lineup, maybe he fits better. Maybe he gets some better shots. And I don't know. I feel like that's something to explore as well. I think the one thing there is whether OG really is a power forward or he's a small forward. Because last year he was starting as a small forward, and with Kawhi Leonard now, he'd, I guess, be starting as a power forward. But he's playing power forward off the bench anyway, so I don't really see how that's much different from the position he's playing, because he's playing that same position off the bench. But I think, again, it's putting him around good players. I think that just makes him better because he's a really smart IQ player. Like, I think last year he was one of the most, like, efficient players, I want to say, like, from shot attempts. Like, he was either scoring from inside the paint or scoring from those corner threes, that he wasn't taking a lot of those mid-range shots. And when I talked about the Raptors wanting to play this more analytical basketball, he's it. He's like that prototype where you just take smart shots. You take the efficient shots and it's going to pay off. But you know what won't pay off is just doing the same thing that Nick Nurse has done all season. Now, I think early in the season we praised him about being flexible and playing the matchup. Because I think early in season, some games, Jonas Valanciunas was starting. Some games, Serge Ibaka was starting. Ibaka kind of just became the starter. And then Jonas Valanciunas got injured. So, like, Ibaka's kind of the starter now. But I think he also, that flexibility and playing the matchup, I think that was also going to be a thing with Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby. But I think just Pascal is playing so well that it never turned into this thing where you play the matchup. And aside from playing the matchup, I think it's just figuring out what units that work and building multiple lineups that work. Because right now, the starters haven't even been great lately, so I'm not even concerned about breaking that up. But like when the Raptors are good, it's our starters and nothing else. And I want another lineup that works. I want a lineup that works with Norman Powell because he's been good. He's been hitting shots. He's like our second best three-point shooter this season. And has a track record of being really good in the playoffs for us. And I want to go back to the Kawhi Leonard thing because, you know, this idea that he's not LeBron, he cannot carry us in the playoffs. I think he can. I think he can. Like, we can go look at Kawhi Leonard's playoff numbers right now. So his last season he played in the playoffs in 2016-17, Kawhi Leonard shot 52.5% from the field, 45.5% from three. He also shot 93% from the free throw line. He averaged 27.7 points per game, 7.8 rebounds per game, 4.6 assists per game, 1.7 steals. Yeah, so, oh, yeah, the one season, it was 12 games. Spurs system. Okay, you want to talk about the Spurs system? Kawhi Leonard is playing as well as he had for the Spurs right now for the Raptors. So it's not a Spurs system thing. And we can go back to another year of the playoffs, because you want to talk about that was just one season? The year previous to that one, Kawhi Leonard, so that was 2015-2016, he shot 50% from the field, 43.6% from three. Oh, he was only 82.4% from the free throw line. It was not 93%. Ah, yeah, whatever. Like that shooting is incredible. It's incredible. And then that year, he also averaged 2.6 steals per game, 1.4 blocks per game. He was defensive dynamo. Like, these are things he can do. He elevates himself in the playoffs. And there's no reason to think that he won't do that for the Raptors. Oh, he knows he's leaving. He's not going to give it his all. What has he been doing this season for the Raptors? He's been giving his all. Now he's not playing back-to-backs. So he's been getting some rest. That's not his decision. That's not his decision. And I don't think that's Nick Nurse's decision either. It seems like it's coming from the front office. The front office is very cautious, and I don't know why, because Kawhi Leonard is healthy. Yeah, there was that one game he was limping in, but he was able to get through it, and he played well, and it showed no lingering effects. He's healthy. I don't get it. Like, he's been playing really well. He's not holding anything back. If anything, he's giving a ton. He's muscling to the basket. Like, you see a guy who doesn't want to play hard, I think of, like, Vince Carter when he's like, yeah, I'm not going to dunk anymore because I don't want to be here, like, when he wanted out. He just turned into more of this jump shooter and wasn't attacking the rim as much. And Kawhi Leonard, he continues to attack. He continues to risk his body and use his physicality to get to the rack. And those are things you just don't do if you're not trying hard. And he is trying hard, and he's playing great. He's playing fantastic. I know the Raptors of old have struggled in the playoffs and always come up short, and I think, you know, going into the season, a lot of people put that on DeRozan, him not performing in the playoffs, and now people are like, no, it's just the Raptors. So, like, I don't get which is it. Is it DeRozan, or is just this conspiracy theory that the Raptors just don't show up in big moments? I don't get what it is. Now, my theory was it was always, you know, against the Cavs, against LeBron, it was always coaching issues, because last season and the previous year in the playoffs, the Raptors played the Cavs as if they thought they were going to stop LeBron James, and they let their role players cook us, and that's not the way you go at it. LeBron James is going to be LeBron James. You aren't stopping him. But to just let role players do whatever they want, that's how you lose. And letting, you know, Kevin Love post you up and just do whatever, letting Kyle Korver hit open shots, letting J.R. Smith, who just has no basketball IQ and is not playing this season because he's bad, and the situation has gone toxic in Cleveland. Like, no. Jeff Green, he was cooking us too. Like, who are these guys? George Hill, he was doing stuff. Like, these weren't good players. Like, even if you think Kevin Love is a good player, and he's a good player, but I don't think he was a great player last year, especially in the playoffs. I don't think there was another team he played particularly well against besides us, because we are putting, you know, DeMar DeRozan and CJ Miles on him in the paint, which made no sense. Those guys can't play defense. He just pushes them around, gets what he wants. And LeBron owns the Raptors. And okay, but LeBron was putting up pretty well the same numbers against everyone else in the East. It wasn't us. It wasn't an us thing. He's going to do him. we had to take away those other players. We didn't do that. We just kind of gifted them what they wanted. And I think that's how the Raptors lose, by not being smart. And I think that's how we're losing now in the regular season. We're losing by not being smart. We're not giving it our all for 48. And we're sticking with the same lineups that don't work. And you keep going with something that doesn't work, you're not going to get a different result. Like, you thinking you're going to get a different result is like the definition of insanity. You gotta try something else. I kind of thought Nick Nurse would by now. It hasn't happened, and I think he's in the hot seat. I think his job is currently safe until the end of the season, just because Masai, I don't think, would do that, make a coaching change now. But I think Nick Nurse has to figure it out, and I don't think there's anything else that is more significant than that. Like, yeah, injuries, it's a thing. When Jonas Valanciunas comes back, he's going to help us, for sure. Rebounding, because the Raptors don't really have any other good rebounders besides him, so that's big. And then, you know, I've seen people say that we shouldn't trade Serge Ibaka, we shouldn't trade Jonas Valanciunas, because then we'd have to play Greg Monroe. And the thing is, Greg Monroe's not playing anymore. That's the thing that Nick Nurse has done right. Greg Monroe is barely playing. It's Pascal Siakam that's getting the backup center minutes now with Jonas Valanciunas out. So it's showing that the Raptors don't have to play Greg Monroe. And I think that brings me hope that we could trade someone like Serge Ibaka if we need to. And I'm of the opinion that we don't need his skill set anymore. He's not this rim protector he once was. He's not a good rebounder for a big man. He's not a good passer. He's a great mid-range shooter. He's a great scorer inside. But I don't think we need those things. We're a team that needs three-point shooting. We're a team that needs maybe more playmaking. We're a team that needs more rebounding, maybe. But Serge Ibaka doesn't provide any of that. I don't think there's a lot of teams that are clamoring to get him. But at the same time, I don't think he's that toxic asset he was this summer, where everyone was like, get him off my team. This guy's trash. This guy's trash. Get anything for him. Just get rid of him. And I think now the Raptors are in a position where they could probably take a guy getting overpaid just like Ibaka, but provides more skills that we need. Now, I'm not saying we get a better player. I think we just get a player that's more fitting to the roster, someone that maybe provides more three-point shooting, more versatility, you know, playing, you know, multiple forward positions maybe. But I don't think that's enough. I think it's, you try to do that, you see what you can do. Maybe we try and trade DeLon Wright, because he's a restricted free agent this summer, and I don't know that the Raptors will want to pay him. So you see if there's any way we can get something there too. But even if we make a move like that, that's not enough. That Nick Nurse has to start changing what he's doing and figuring it out. Because you're not going to figure this out on the fly in the playoffs. That's what Dwayne Casey used to do. I think we saw it didn't work well. He was not good at adapting on the fly. He's not good at in-game maneuvers, in-game scheme changes. That just didn't happen. He wasn't even good game to game in the playoffs. It was like two or three games later. He's like, okay, now we'll try this. It's like, now we'll insert Norman Powell into the lineup. Oh, that looked great. But like, it's you wait too long, and those things just don't help you the way they could have if you would have known ahead of time. So Dwayne Casey, as much as we want to hate him for winning all those games in the regular season, that was something. Like, that was a result. Whatever. Like, it didn't translate. We didn't know that at the time. But he got us wins in the regular season. He overachieved every year in the regular season. The Raptors are underachieving right now in the regular season. We're not on pace to win 59 anymore. And I think people expect us to win more than that this season. So I say, who cares about individual things and trying to get, you know, our good lineup that isn't maybe as our good starting lineup always in there now, that maybe is struggling a bit, maybe just break that up and figure out how to get production out of another lineup, figure out what guys work together, because like you mentioned in the playoffs, you need to know these things going in. You need to know. The Celtics were terrible to open the season. Brad Stevens, who everyone I think kind of thinks is a great coach, he didn't know who his best players were. He didn't know what lineups worked. They're slowly starting to figure it out, but he started trying things and they got a bit better. And now Nick Nurse has to start trying things, because if he doesn't, I don't see how we're going to improve. I just don't see it. You got to start making changes if you want to see better results. And it's something we should be concerned about, where the team is right now in this slump, because it's, you know, more than a week or two. It's more than a month. But it's not something you blow up the team for. It's not something that you give up. The Raptors are in it this season to be contenders, and we can get to the finals. I still believe that. I still believe that if things go right, we can beat Milwaukee, we can beat Boston, we can beat Philadelphia, we can beat whoever in the East. I think we're better than those teams on paper, but paper is one thing. Getting it to work in game, getting it to work on the court, that's a different thing, and that's coaching. And that's Nick Nurse's job. And Nick Nurse has to start doing his job. That's it. Don't call out the players for having like a bad game, having an off game. I say you call out the coach. Call out the coach to figure this out. We can still do this. You just gotta believe. We have the talent. We have Kawhi Leonard. We have Danny Green, who's been great all season. They've both been great all season. Kyle Lowry's got to get a bit better, for sure. He doesn't need to be the lights-out shooter he once was, but he's got to be better. The rest of the team's got to be better as well. The rest of the team's got to start hitting open shots, but we got to start doing a better job of creating those open shots. Believe in this team. Believe in the talent. We're going to the finals. Don't bail. We're going to the finals.